Well, welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I am getting ready to call Randy Hankins, who has preached the last 4 weeks at our church, and he is currently on vacation, but he has graciously agreed to take some time away from family vacation to talk with me about his previous sermon. So I'm going to get him on the line right now, and it might take a second. Hopefully the connection works. Here we go.
Howdy.
Randy, what's going on, man?
Good to be with you.
So you are on vacation, but you've graciously allowed us to continue on with our Back in Five podcast. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where are you at?
I'm in Phelps, Wisconsin, which is north of Eagle River, Wisconsin, which is near the UP of Michigan.
Sweet, man. So how long are you up there for?
For the week. We'll come back sometime this weekend, just Autumn and a couple of her friends are here with me.
That's right, because your wife and some of your sons are in Pine Island, right?
Yep, they're on a trip with the Powerhouse group.
Sweet, so a good chance for you to get away.
Yep.
It's a good chance for you to get away because you just preached four sermons, so you needed a little bit of a break.
Yeah, kind of debriefer.
That's right. Hey, I won't take much of your time since you're on vacation, but just wanted to kind of talk with you about yesterday's sermon. I thought it was a great way to finish our current series about following Christ. You talked about the first week was talking about really knowing who God is. The second week, you talked about having an all-in commitment to our God. The third week, you talked about a big problem of sin, but the bigger solution is Christ. And then as a result of all of that, one of the benefits we have in our relationship with God is the experience of joy. And so you talked about from Psalm 100 about joy, and I want to kind of talk with you maybe about two or three points from your sermon, because I thought it was a great sermon that could be applicable to everyone who listens to either the sermon in full or even just this Back in Five podcast. So
yeah.
you gave an illustration about AAA, and you kind of equated it with the Christian life and as it relates to joy. So talk to us about AAA. The three A's were awareness and affections and action. So how do those relate to one another?
Yeah, and from Psalm 100, it's just really a pattern or an equation or a formula, and that was the aware that we need to know truth about God. We need to know the good things about God. And it was in that Psalm 100, know God is good, know He is God, know we are His. And so that's the basis. When we know those truths about God, then follows the affections, the feelings, the care for God, the love for God because of what we know about God. And then following the affections come the actions, the make a joyful noise, the singing, the thankfulness, and all those things.
Yeah, and it was very good. It was a powerful service. We actually did. We kind of flip-flopped the order of service this week. We had a longer time of musical response, musical worship to the Lord, and the congregation was very responsive based off of understanding, I think, that AAA. Is we saw who our God was. It stirred our affections, and it led to actions, making joyful noises, singing, making music to the Lord. And hopefully that is something that will carry on, not just on a Sunday morning, but throughout life. Hopefully that will be an acronym that can stick with us for a while.
Absolutely.
You also, one of the things that I appreciated is sometimes we equate joy with the lack of affliction or difficulty in our life. And you said something along the fact, or something along the lines of, joy is not prosperity in lieu of suffering, but rather joy comes through our suffering. And then you gave a whole bunch of New Testament examples, scripture passages that talk about we can be people who are filled with joy even when we live in a broken world.
Yeah, I mean, patient in affliction, have joy when we go through trials of many kinds, rejoice when people insult or persecute us. So there's the Bible's full of having joy in spite of our circumstances and not in lieu or replacement of them.
Yeah, so I think that's very different than the way most people would look at joy or happiness or contentment They would equate that with not having any difficulties or problems. But the difference for Christians is that we value something even better than our contentment or our lack of suffering, and that's our relationship with Christ, because we really know who our God is.
Yeah, and it really fits in the series. I think a quote yesterday from C.S. Lewis was, "We're too easily pleased."
Yeah.
And the world sees it differently. They're pleased with the world, the worldliness, and the sin, and the different things that they go after, and where they're really missing the boat of the intense joy that God offers us.
Very good. Now, what would you say to the listener who says, "I just don't really feel like it. I don't feel that excitement or joy in my relationship with God"? What would you say to that listener?
First, I would say that we've all been there, for sure.
Yeah.
Where God seems far away. And the formula that we follow from Psalm 100 that we talked about yesterday is that the first step is that AAA. We need to know truth about God. We need to get that preached into us. We need to get into the Word. We need to talk to others about God, read a book, listen to a sermon, because really it's the truth and knowledge of the greatness and goodness of God that turns into our affection and love for God, which then turns into those joyous actions. So when we're not feeling the joy, not feeling the emotion, then we need to go back to the source, the foundation. And that was really in the structure of the psalm. The foundational verses were the getting to know God, and then that produces it. And I had another thought, and that was that, we know the verse, the same mouth shouldn't curse God and praise God. Mm. And I just thought the same heart shouldn't both complain and praise God. And Satan wants to rob us of our joy in Christ. Mm. And when we complain about our life and our situation and circumstances, we really aid and abet Satan in doing that.
Yeah.
And so another strategy is that's why we think about the truths of God and speak those truths into our mind and our souls, because that takes the perspective off of ourselves and our complaining and onto God.
Man, that's great advice. I appreciate that. Thank you for taking time on your vacation, and we hope you come back. And you're not going to be in the pulpit this next week, but we do have Pastor Paul, who is going to begin a series on the Song of Solomon. It promises to be.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it promises to be a good series about intimacy and marriage and all types of things like that. So we're looking forward to that. Randy, thank you so much for taking time on your vacation.
Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you, Randy.
Bye.